The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, to offhand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on the one who wants to borrow. You have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. If you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brother only, what is so unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This Gospel is difficult to understand without an understanding of Roman law, but it's extremely important. Let me take just two of the instances that Jesus cites. If you're struck on the cheek, turn the other one as well. And secondly, if you're pressed into service for 1 mile, go 2 miles. In Roman law, a master could only slap his servant on the right cheek. So if I'm right-handed, I have to slap my servant backhanded, which is really more of an insult than it is an injury. And so if I turn the other cheek, there's nothing the master can do. What I'm saying to him is, you can't take away my dignity. I'm just as equal as you are. Also by Roman law, a soldier could turn to one of the people in the countries that they had captured and force that person to carry his backpack for 1 mile. Those backpacks were extremely heavy and it was very cumbersome to do so. But if that person went even 1 foot beyond 1 mile, the soldier could be court-martialed. So what Jesus is saying, if he forces you to carry it for 1 mile, just keep going. Say to him, you're not going to take away my dignity. I'll show you that I am equal to you. Other places in today's reading, he makes it clear, don't carry grudges. In other words, we don't take anyone's dignity away, including our own. Amen.